What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Gamesy Mas, the podcast where we talk about all things board games, video games, and pop culture. We're glad you're here, you're listening in, or you're watching from wherever you are. Thank you so much for supporting, tuning in, listening, and hearing us just ramble about nerd stuff. I'm very excited for this episode. We are going to be talking about games that we think about throughout our day. I'm mostly talking to you gamers out there that we think about and we want to play, and then when we get home, we end up playing some other game. And we don't play the same game the guy we were thinking about. We're thinking about something else. And so I'm very excited to talk about this topic. I am here joined with Scott. What is up, Scott, here?
How you doing, my man? What's going on, man? Good, bro. Yes, thanks for having me today.
We got one of the sad boys on here with us.
Yeah, one of the sad boys that can make it.
That can make it, yeah. Omar's going to get a big talking to you after this from the president and the vice president of the Sad Boy Club. Yes, we're so glad you're here. And we're going to be talking about this topic of video games, our favorite topic that we like talking about. Guys, if you want to send us any messages, any DMs or anything like that, you can find us on socials. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, YouTube. You can find us at Gamesy Mas Pod. Or if you want to email us, you can email us at gamesymuspod.com. At gmail.com. That's gamesymuspod@gmail.com. And so with that said, pull up a chair, grab some dice, y acompáñame a jugar. Before we do this, let's do a quick plug-in. Guys, for those of you listening and everyone around tuning in right now, listening to our voices here, we also have a little segment that we started while back called the Sad Boy Segments, and we like to Twitch live stream as well. Los Sad Boys, you can find us there on Twitch. We're also, we go live on Instagram live when we can, and it's just Scott and I and Omar. We're just playing video games and getting us into crazy things. Scott and I right now, we have we're going through a very fun campaign of Gears of War. We're playing it on insane mode, and yeah, it's been quite a journey so far right now. But yeah, Scott, let's talk about these video games that we like to think about throughout the day. At least for me, I got a couple on the list that I feel like, man, when I'm at work, I'm thinking about this game and I'm like, dude, I want to play this game. And I'm like, I haven't played in a while. And then I get home and I end up playing, you know, something else, some other game and stuff like that. We won't do the icebreaker question, because we've already did that one on the other episode that you and Omar were in. Again, shout out to that, plugging in that other episode that we did where you guys had on the podcast for the first time talking about video games that were adapted from movies. So the movie came out first and then it got created into a video game. Awesome topic, awesome a conversation that we had. We threw out some good titles out there, and it was a good nostalgia of talking all these games. Go check out that episode. So we'll skip the icebreaker and we'll go straight into the meat of this podcast of these video games that we're talking about. Right off the bat, Scott, what's one game that pops into your head right now that you like, bro, I own this game, I play this game, I love this game, man, I need to get back at this game? And then you get home and you play Call of Duty instead, or you play some other game instead.
You know what, man, I every time I'm able to come back to my computer setup, and I call this, and I was thinking about this the other day, I think I call this the PC master race problem, first world problem.
yeah, for sure.
You know what, I don't think I've had this issue before. When I had like a system like Xbox, like I would play everything, like, you know, I'd run it all, right? But dude, the PC world is different, man. Like the Steam sales are insane. The branch off of like those creators like Epic and stuff, like their software is also separate. So there's those games as well too, not just, you know, what's on Steam. GOG's another one. So man, just even going through, like, that's a massive library if you think about it, man. I mean, alone, I think in my Steam, I think I have 93 games.
Jeez.
I have 93 games, and I've never, you know, for me, I've never owned that many games. You know, when I had an Xbox, dude, it'd be,
yeah,
tops 12 tops, you know what I mean? You know, Halo was a big part of my gaming life. You know, when Halo 3 came out, was online multiplayer. I think that was one of the biggest things. But right now, honestly, so there's some couple games and there's like about two that I played that I would like to finish. And the only reason I say that is because I was playing Batman, was it Arkham Asylum? I was playing that for a good minute. And as well, I was playing, was it the Star Wars, let's see here, Fallen Order?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I was playing that, and I got to the Big Sister fight. And I kept on dying and dying. I was like, oh, whatever. So then I started playing Batman Arkham Asylum again. Right. And I kind of speedrun it because I already passed it before for the console. So I just wanted to do all, you know, the level with the chapters, like, you know, 1, 2, and 3, whatnot.
Right.
So I was running that, and then that's when I had the issues with my PC. And then that's what caused me to, like, I did something dumb. You know, I did something so, like, entry level that, like, I I lost the data.
On your console or on your
PC? This is PC. This is like now. Okay. Yeah, so I lost the data to my PC. So every time I look at the game, I'm like, oh yeah, like let me speedrun it again. Let me get back to where I was at, right? But it's just, I don't know, man. I don't find it worth it anymore because I'm just like, dude, I know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? And it's just more like a self-fulfillment for myself to like achieve, okay, I passed it. Let me go to the next one kind of a thing. But those two are the main ones that I would say that I've been thinking about playing, but I can't find the motivation to touch one again, man. I also have one game that I was grinding a lot was the Marvel Spider-Man Remastered, because after they remember, I think that's when the PlayStation exclusives came to PC.
They started coming on the PC.
So they had that bundle. They had that, the Miles Morales and the what is it? The God of War.
Oh, that's right. God of War. Yeah,
God of War. So I got all that bundled in for a pretty good price. And I was like, hey, dude, like, you know, like I said, like I've never really owned a PlayStation. I've always owned like a Xbox, you know?
Right.
So, you know, seeing the Spider-Man game was, I was like, oh, man, that's pretty awesome. Like, you know, the graphics are insane. That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. Have you been in the game though?
Yeah, like I beat Spider-Man Remastered, and like how we were talking about, like, you know, the movies that were the games that were adopted by movies or whatever. Yeah. You know, it just brings me nostalgia to play Spider-Man games. You know,
but for sure.
After I passed Spider-Man Remastered, I was like, okay, here's the next one, Miles Morales, right? Have you played the game?
I played Morales. Yes, I haven't beaten it at all, because like I stopped and then I'm like, I gotta get back into it, and I never do.
So what about Spider-Man Remastered? Have you played it?
I've beaten it.
Okay,
100%.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Like, I think you had an abundance of time to play this already. So if I give us some stuff of the game, I'm sorry.
Spoiler
guys.
Alert. Spoilers, I mean, this game's been out for a while, so
yeah, come on. You had your time. You had your time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the part where you're Miles Morales when you're, I guess you're like in the middle of like this parade, and you know, obviously his dad's like the cop, the chief, right?
Right.
And I guess I forgot what the guy with the mask was. The ninja work. Yeah. Yeah. He's so
like,
so
it looked like negative. I think it was like negative something or something.
Yeah. Contrast. Yeah. So on that portion, I'm like, oh wow, you know, and I don't know why what led to my head. I'm like, oh wow, I'm playing the Miles Morales already. Like, this is cool. Like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then after you do a couple of missions with Miles, you're just like, oh, okay, so you go back to Spider-Man, and then I beat Spider-Man, and then I'm just kind of like, I don't know how I feel about playing Miles, man. I don't know. Right. It was just something that came upon me, and I was just like, I don't know how I feel, you know, playing this game. So I kind of was like, you know what, let me give myself a breather. Let me step back a little bit. Let me not play this, right? So that's another game where I'm like, I have to play it because I passed Spider-Man. I mean, I didn't do 100% completion,
but
I was digging the story. I was like, you know, I was into it, man. It's a really good storyline, and it's a pretty good game. The graphics and everything, that it's really good. So there's just a little things that keep me from playing the games that I think of, you know, throughout the day. Like, you know, just like you said, man, hey, you're at work. You're like, doing your job. You're like, man. Dude, when I get home, I'm gonna run this, bro. You know what I mean?
Let's play it. Yeah. That's how I am at work too, dude. I'll be like working, and then some random game pops in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't played that game in a while. And then I start thinking of like all the times of like me playing that game. I'm like, hey, it was so much fun when I played that game. It was cool. The missions were cool. The gameplay was cool. He's like, yeah, bro. When I get home, I'm gonna eat, take a shower, and then just pop it in and start playing it. Start running it on Steam.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know what? I'll play tomorrow. I'm just gonna continue my PGA Tour skill level set over here, grinding it or something. You play something else. We'll end up playing you know, whatever we play online. Where do we play? We usually play for stream now. We don't really play.
No, we play for fun. I mean, like I said, the weekends, I think we mostly just do it for fun.
True. Yeah, we do play. I mean, playing the finals and
yeah, the finals is cool. The finals is a pretty cool game. I really, you know what? I'm looking at my list right now. I'm like, dude, like, when is Hogwarts going to release that Quidditch tournament, bro?
Oh, yeah. Actually, right. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that, too. I just...
Let's pull up that scene, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just...
No,
it's
just, I feel, yeah, yeah. And Hogwarts Legacy is another game that I'm also trying to, like, I'll think about sometimes. So I'll be like, oh, man. Because you've beaten it. I haven't beaten it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm playing it on the hardest difficulty, and it's really hard. But, yeah, I'll just be like, I haven't played it in a while. And like, I'll pop it up, and then I'll go scroll through my list of the Steam games. Mm-hmm. Like, there it is. I'm like, all right, let's play it. And I'm like, oh, look, Helldivers. And then I'll start running Helldivers instead, or yeah, play something else instead of the Hogwarts Legacy. For me, the number one game that comes into my mind that every time I think about all the time, I'm like, I gotta play this game, continue this game, and I never do, is The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. Like, all Game of the Edition, bro. I have this game. Everyone keeps telling me it's an amazing game. DLC is amazing. Everything's about this game is so amazing. And I'm like, bro, I started the game and it was fun. I was having a good time. This game was amazing. And I'm playing, and then I'm just like I'm thinking about it at work, and I'm like, okay, yeah, when I get home, I'm just gonna dedicate some time. I play like, you know, an hour of this game and stuff. And I get home and I'm like, I still need to edit. So let me continue editing for the podcast episodes, or you know what? Let me just play Planet Coaster, because you know, that's my chill game right there. I need to relax. I need to unwind and play. You got to dedicate some energy to these type of games that you want to play. And Witcher 3, I'm like, I got to dedicate back that. And then I'm also afraid, because I call it the Dragon's Dogma syndrome. You know, and then I'll explain why. So when I had a PlayStation 3, I got Dragon's Dogma, the first game. And I loved that game. The game was so much fun. I enjoyed playing it. It was great. But I would get far in the game and then I'd stop, and then I'd go play other games or do something, whatever. And I come back to Dragon's Dogma and I'd be like, what was I doing again? And then I end up playing a new game and I start a new game. Like, I'll just start over again and start like that. So for me, I'm pretty sure there's a terminology for it. I just call it the Dragon's Dogma syndrome. Cause like if I go with Witcher, I'm like halfway through the game. I'm like, what was I doing again? Like, what was the storyline again? Like, I got to start over again. And then you start over and then the cycle continues and it never stops. And it was not pretty. So Witcher 3 is one of them, and then the second one, again, CD Projekt Red, is Cyberpunk. I always think about Cyberpunk, especially now with the new patches, the new DLC, how the game is now, how it's supposed to be now. You know, thanks for getting your act together, Project Red. It's a game that I enjoyed playing. I almost beat it. I was literally at the last level, the last boss fight or whatever, the last thing before the game ended. I stopped, and I feel like if I come back to it, I have to start over again. I have to start over again in the game. And not to mention there's mods now that I want to try out, but you know, without blowing up my computer. And Cyberpunk was like one of the top games that I loved playing. It was great, but again, when I get home, I'm like, I don't want to dedicate this time to this game right now. I'd rather play something else. And so those are my top two games that I like playing. You got anything else to add to that list?
Yeah, man. You know, now that you bring it up, was it? I think Red Dead 2. I got pretty far. I think I was.
Have you beaten at least?
No, dude. I got to.
You was it?
No,
Red
bro.
Dead?
I got all the way to DeSantis, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah. I got all the way to there. I got all the way there. I think that's when it starts to get a little bit more like carrier. Because I think that's when like you're getting close to like with that big bank mission or something like that. You rob a bank or something like that.
It's been a while since I played it. Yeah.
It's one of those. I think it's like one of those big ones. I think you do, but I got pretty far in it, man. And it's funny because like I look at it all the time and I'm like, maybe next time. Right. Honestly, single player games are kind of a vibe, man. Like
they are. They're like
I think the most thing that I've really like chilled set back on was like God of War, and not Ragnarok, it's just like the God of War,
the one that
where
the
he's
Viking
like showing
one, the
his,
first Viking, yeah
Yeah, where he's showing his, what is like his son's like first appearance, I guess, and he's showing him his stuff after the mom died. And so that's just one of them, man. Like, honestly, like, it's one of them. I've just been sitting back on, like, you know, it's a Sunday. I'm like, you know what? Let me just chill and play some God of War, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just chilling. And sometimes I'm like sitting there like, what am I doing, dude? Like, why am I spending so much time on this game? Like, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good story, man. I think, like, you really have to, like, put yourself in, like, a vibe and, like, you know what? I'm just chilling. I'm not.
You know, I haven't beaten that game. I haven't beaten God of War.
Either?
No, like, I mean, the only time I've touched the game was, like, the very beginning. Like, the tutorial was showing you how to, like, do, like, the actions. Mm-hmm. The very where, like, you're cutting down the tree or whatever. You're, like, carrying it. That's where that's how far I'm literally at the very beginning. I've not touched the game because one, I don't have a PlayStation, and I know you could play for the PC, but like I haven't had time because I haven't had time. And that's another game where I'm like, yeah, I gotta get, because I love the God of War games. I played 1-3. I loved it. They were fun. I like the Greek mythology, Norse mythology, like the Vikings and the like that stuff. I'm not too big on, so that's why I guess that's one of the put ups where I was like, I'm not gonna understand it more because, you know, I don't know these gods that he's fighting now or whatever's going on. I mean, Thor, obviously. Yeah, like, I don't know, Odin.
Thor, Odin, yeah.
And, like, that. I mean, that's it. That's all I can name. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's more, but I don't know. So it's like, but with, like, the old God of War games, 1-3, I was like, yeah, I know Zeus and Poseidon and Hermes and, you know, Ares and all these Greek gods. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, when it was the new one came out, I was like, I'll eventually get to it, you know. I mean, someday, but yeah, I haven't touched that. But it is another game where I think about it, where I'm like, yeah, I gotta play this game. I gotta play this game a lot. That one's a fun one, dude. Another one that I think of when I'm playing is it's a silly one, but like I always think of like Sims. Also, like I love playing Sims 4. But that's a game where it's like I need to, like, you know, dedicate some time on that, because like, oh, you'll forget what you've been doing with your Sim. You're like, where is he in his life? Like, I forgot what he was doing. And he's like, oh yeah, he's a chief police officer. I forgot about that. Okay, I guess I can do something. Like, you had the system going and like you forgot. So Sims 4 was another one for me that I enjoyed playing, dude. And like, oh man, there's so many, like I said, yeah, looking at my Steam list, like, bro, there's like there's so many games that,
yeah. And this is the reason why I call it the PC master race, first world problems, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's like, you know, you have all these games, but you know, it's like, when are you really going to put the effort into playing them, you know?
Exactly.
That's why I kind of shy away from buying up, like, more and more games, because I'm like, I think I'm satisfied right now. I don't think there's a game out there that I really, really want. I mean, I think the next game I really want to buy is the next Star Wars, not the one after the Fallen Order, was Survivor.
Oh, Survivor? That one's fun too.
Yeah, that's the one I want to play.
Another game I think about also, that I'm like, I started playing, I've gotten far, I've done some stuff, and I always think about playing it, and I never do. I never end up playing it.
You know what game I never really passed, to be honest with you?
Which one?
It's going to be crazy. I never passed Grand Theft Auto 5.
5? Really?
Yeah, I never passed it.
That one's a long one, too.
I probably play like, man, I don't think I've ever played like even, I think at midways, I would say. I think what turned off to me was that I had to switch characters and do each of those characters' story. I was just so used to one character, man. Like, Tommy Vercetti, and you had was a CJ. You know what I mean? Like, you had just one character. Yeah. You had one character, man. Yeah.
And get ready for 6.
Or Nico Bellic.
Nico Bellic on 4.
Yeah.
Ready for GTA 6, man. You're gonna be 2 characters.
I think was it the boy and girl, the boy and girl. Yeah. The Bonnie
like
Clyde
a
of yeah, yeah, like the Bonnie Clyde of Vice City,
which is that's interesting, gonna be
it.
But
it's cool. I mean, I guess let's just see how the game runs. You know what I mean? The Rockstar is always shisty with the certain things when it comes to new games. They're like, oh, we're sending a patch. Don't worry about it. We're sending a patch. We're doing this. We're doing that. I mean, look at how they abandoned Red Dead Online. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh! Don't get me started on that rant, dude. That should be another episode where it's like rants, gamer rants, bro. Like, oh my gosh, like. So much potential there for Red Dead, and
We should call it the Abandoned Child, bro.
Yeah, the Abandonware. I call it Abandonware. Because, dude, it was just, oh my gosh. Bro. Like,
there was gold
played
there,
it before?
But...
Yeah, there was. And you could have, so much potential, but everyone wants GTA 5. Everyone wants GTA 5 online and all that stuff. That's why probably why the storyline's like not relevant anymore because it's like, who cares? Like, everything's all about online, the GTA Online, and all the stuff that Rockstar has added onto that. So it's like, there's no point. There's no point in playing online. Single player. We should probably hit on single player games, like top single player games that are fun, that we love playing. You know, games that, like, you know, you just enjoy it as by yourself, just having a good time just by yourself. I mean, Skyrim is a fun one that I've enjoyed playing by myself. You know, yeah, Witcher, Cyberpunk, those type of esque games, RPGs, single player games that I love playing. Dragon's Dogma. I love the Splinter Cell games. Those ones were so much fun to play by yourself. Those are also fun cooperative games, but those are fun to play by yourself, that you like to play. And so, but yeah, there's so many games, bro. Yeah, like I said, I like what you said, the PC Master Race First World Bombs. Bro, yeah, there's like so many. Bro, like, I have Alan Wake, and I've heard that was such a fun game to play. And yeah. I started playing it, and it was interesting. The concept, the story was interesting. I just stopped. I fell off. And I'm like, sometimes I think about it because I'll see, like, sometimes, like, people playing Alan Wake 2 or, like, ads for it. I'm like, oh, snap, I got to play the first one again. I got to continue it if I want to play the second one. And I've heard nothing but good reviews for that game. Have not even had a chance to, like, continue it and stuff like that.
You kind of think it might be the physical effect? Like, I mean, think about it. When you had games, like, you would have to pop open, you know, the cover, and then you got to take the disc out and insert it, you know,
load it up.
Yeah. That would, yeah. So it would be like a little process in order to play it. And you would just, like, physically see it here. You know, like, when you hop on, like, a PC now or, you know, your Xbox, they have, like, the Xbox Game Pass, dude, you're just scrolling. You're
like, yeah. Hey,
what am I going to play today? Exactly. You know what I mean? So there's no, I can't say there's no, like, value to games, but it just, it's not like, think about, like, money, right? When right. you have physical money, it's harder for you to spend because you see it disappearing versus a card right. you swipe, right?
So
I mean at this point, do you think it might be like that kind of effect, like the physical, the physical of it, it's gone, so it's not like bugging you to see the damn case, like, in your shelf or sitting there, you know?
Yeah, so I think you're right. I think you're right. I think, like, the effort that you did to just open the case, put the CD in, and start the game, it's like, you're like, well, I'm already committed. I already put the game in, so I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to might as well play it, spend a couple hours playing it. And I agree with you. When it comes to, like, the digital age of now, like, everything's on Steam, Game Pass, Epic, whatever, wherever you're playing your games. Yeah, it's just straight up, like, you can just easily just scroll and figure out what you want to play, and that's it. I had the same problem with my Xbox. I have so many games on my Xbox. And, like, I always come back to, like, two games. I always keep telling myself, like, oh, I should probably continue my, like, Resident Evil run, because I'm trying to go through playing every single Resident Evil game. Mm-hmm. And I have all of them in the remakes and everything. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And then I just end up playing Assassin's Creed. I'll just go straight back to Assassin's Creed. Like, I'll scroll through my games and I'll see them. I'm like, oh, there's Resident Evil. Okay, I probably should start playing Zero. And I'm like, but I'm still on Assassin's Creed, so let's just go back. And I'll go back straight to Assassin's. I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, my other games, like, I don't even know why. Like, I bought, like, the Mafia Collection, the Mafia Definitive Collection, 1, 2, 3.
I think I have that too. I think I might have that one too. Yeah.
I bought it because I'm like, oh, I love the Mafia games. I beat 2. Mm-hmm. 2 was fun. I want to play 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. 3 were awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I downloaded them, bought them, and then I was like, cool. And I just went back. Right? I went back to Assassin's Creed. I'm like, all right, I'm just going back to Assassin's Creed. Like, all right. Yeah. I'm like, I'll start tomorrow. I got to keep going with the Assassin's Creed journey because I'm trying to 100% all the games and I'm stuck on Odyssey because Odyssey is such a big game. And Valhalla, I don't even want to think about Valhalla because I'm just,
you know, die. Just a little fun fact, bro, that you bring up Assassin's Creed. When I first played, because Omar had the Assassin's Creed, right? So I let him borrow a game for the Xbox and he let me borrow that one. Dude, I fell asleep playing.
I fell asleep playing
Assassin's Creed 1. Yeah. And I told him, he was like, what is exactly the same? I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, I remember I was just, like, laying there. Like, you start off how you're laying there and then you go into, like, his dreams or something. You start doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, bro.
Really?
It bored me. Yeah,
like,
man.
Do the leap of death. You're like, I got the leap of sleep. That's what I did.
I mean, I wasn't even sick. I wasn't even tired. I don't know, man. I just felt like it was such a slow start for me. But you know what? When I got the Xbox One, I think the Assassin's Creed Black Flag was not Black Flag. Well, Black Flag and what's the other one with the cooperative one with the three? It's like you're in France during the Revolution.
Oh, Unity.
Yes, Unity. So yeah. those were pretty good games. I'm not gonna lie, that one was pretty fun. You know, playing with Omar online. It was like, oh, cool, man. Let's play Assassin's Creed. Let's go assassin this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it was
pretty fun, man. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Assassin's Creed really was good.
Unity was fun. It was. I don't know. People bash on it a lot, but like the parkour system for that game was amazing. It was top notch. Like I've never seen a good parkour system being made after that. The Assassin's Creed games.
Really.
Yeah, but Assassin's Creed is like my bane of my existence. Like I'll just keep playing that game because like I'm trying to 100% it. I spent years playing the series, yeah. And like my other games like hate that series in my Xbox. Like they like because there's like you get played the most, bro. Like these like two games I haven't even opened at all. Like they're just sitting there in my game library, and I'm like, sorry, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe next time we'll play you. And like I think I started playing like this indie game called Bramble. It was on Xbox Game Pass. And mm-hmm. it's like one of those like 2D like it's a 3D game but like it's a scroller like it's like one of those scroller games. Mm-hmm. Interesting storyline. It was cool, and I'm like I played for like 2 days, and then I just went back to Assassin's Creed. I'm like, bro, I can't do it anymore. And I'm like, dude, like these poor games, bro. I feel sorry for them. If games can have feelings, yeah, they're gonna feel that they're abandoned because there's a bunch of games that are like super abandoned. Like we just got Content Warning and West Hunt, and like that's mm-hmm. like we've been playing those games. And it's like we used to play a lot of like Remnant, and we play Sea of Thieves. Like Sea of Thieves, like we barely just started playing it again, but it's like we don't play anymore, like because we keep getting sidetracked with all these other games. I mean, we also played Back for Blood. We did that like 2 times.
Oh like, yeah. Oh, but I had bad internet that one time, so we never really
talked about it. That's true. Yeah, that's true. So, sometimes experiences. But I think you have something there when you said like if we have the physicality of the game. Mm-hmm. And we have the CD and we're like physically put it in. And I like that analogy you said with the money, physical money and debit card or cards. Yeah, you can swipe away. You won't know how much you have, but you're swiping away when you have like a $40 bill. When you have $40 in your hand, you're more hesitant to spend it. So mm-hmm. I think with the energy of taking out the CD, checking out the CD, putting it in, and sometimes even the artwork on those cases were cool to look at.
Yeah, you would just pick up the game and kind of like, and then like, I don't know, like for me, like to re-up with that is when I sold my Xbox One S,
yeah,
because I wasn't playing it, man. Like I was just like, right. Oh, you know what, get rid of it. I still had my copy of. My Halo Master Chief, Halo 1 for Xbox, the actual Xbox. I had it, dude. I kept it because I was like, dude, like this game here means like a lot to me. Like,
right.
Like there's sentimental value to just looking at this cover. There's sentimental value of turning the cover around and looking at, you know, the campaign or the multiplayer or whatever it is, because it just brings back memories, you know. So like, even like, remember when I had Xbox 360? I think I had about like 6 or 7 games. Mm-hmm. Just even if I was playing a game, you know, I would kind of like look there, like, you know, look at my drawer where my cases were sitting. I would pick up the game and I'd look at them like, oh, cool. And I would just like really look at them like, I wonder, like, because I don't know, like, I don't know about you if you've ever done this, you know, with your games, but like, you're kind of seeing and like, oh, I wonder what like crazy stuff I could do in here, you know, like, kind of like, right. Oh, like, what secrets can I unlock? Is there Easter eggs? Like, you know, it had me going, like, it had me thinking like more of the game.
It got you excited. Yeah, exactly. Like I remember, yeah, mm-hmm. like what you're saying, like when I had the cases of my games and I look at the back cover and you see like screenshots of the like act like gameplay of the game, I'd be like, oh man, I can't wait till when I get to that level. That looks pretty cool. Like when that does or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like it would excite you to play the game and you start getting into the game. And I feel like that's where the physicality comes into these games, where it's like if I have these cases, I'm looking at the artwork and I'm admiring what they did, what stuff, it makes me like, all right, well, I want to play this game. When we're scrolling on Steam and we're on Game Pass and whatever, we're just seeing like just the title, and that's it. And you're like, I don't want to play this.
And another thing to add in, like, you know, we take account for reviews, man. You remember? Yeah. And then we got streamers who get like the first day access. So we just YouTube it or we kill the experience for ourselves, right? Whatever it is, or we don't even try to kill it, right? We just see our favorite streamer one day and just they're doing their thing and they're playing the game that oh man, you know. But then sometimes, you know, it kind of kills the hype a little bit, you know what I mean? Cause you're just like, I could watch them play it, but what's the point of playing it? You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah,
so there's,
exactly.
I think what do they say nowadays? Too much information could be bad information. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I mean, it's a pretty interesting one that you know, that we started talking about this, because it's like, you know, I do think about games in my library and I'm just like, oh, yeah. I'm gonna play it. But then sometimes I don't even have the energy to turn on my PC and play, you know what I mean? So I just want to chill, yeah. watch TV, yep. you know what I mean? So that's why sometimes I feel like I want to get like a console, but I'm just like, would I really play the console? You know what I mean? I have the PC here. What's the difference? True, I have a pretty good setup. Like I could play, but it's like, do I have the energy to play?
For me, the console is easier of access, because like, if I don't want to, yeah, sit down, turn on my PC, get everything booted up, mm-hmm. and sit down and start playing. I mean, I just sit on my couch. It's comfy. I got my controller there ready, and I can just start playing. I just like chilling, playing game. You should get it, bro. I'm saying you should get it. That way we can play UFC, and I can beat you up, and you know, catch these hands.
I don't know, man. Let's see if this video gets a couple likes. You know what I mean? We probably have to set that up in a live event. You know?
Dang, should we do it? Should we knock out,
knock out the games in my CEO? You know. I ain't got no problem with that, bro.
Oh, that's okay, bro. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they bro. Call me. They call me El Roro, you know what? Bro, on the ring right here, bro.
You know what I'll do? I'll overnight you an Amazon pillow, bro. So when you get knocked out, you're at least comfortable.
Wow,
when you
this guy over here. This is some fighting words, right? Hey, you heard it here, guys. All right. Hey, if you want, hey, put on the comments down that you want Scott to get an Xbox, bro. If we can get enough comments that Scott wants an Xbox and enough likes, let's go 500 likes, bro. Let's go 500 likes on this video. 500 likes, you can do it, bro. 500 likes, and Scott will think about getting an Xbox, and then we'll do a live event. We could do like a live podcast event where everyone sees Matt go down for the count, and oh my goodness, it's only been 3 seconds in the ring, and he got Superman punched. Oh, and so we'll do that, guys. Comment below if you want him to get an Xbox. It's got to be Xbox though, because I mean, I know some of you guys would be like, oh, I want PlayStation, bro. Get PlayStation. I don't have PlayStation. So like, I have Xbox, so I could easily like play with them. I guess we could wrap it up here. Not a long podcast episode. Kind of some like little banter here for some games that we can do here. Scott, what number one game that you think about, you want to play, you never do? What would you say? If you already named it, rename it again.
So top of all the ones that I described, huh?
Yeah. Or if it's one that you've already described and you're going to say, yeah, that's going to be my number one, we can go with that one.
All right. This is a wild one. Ready?
All right, here.
Super Mario.
Oh, my. All right, AJ. Okay, AJ.
Just
kidding, I hope you heard this, AJ. You're, oh, my goodness, bro. What the
just kidding. My goodness, bro. Just throw the whole damn podcast away. Just throw it all away.
It's over. Cut it here, guys. We're done. Guys, stay tuned for the next episode. Don't listen to this episode. It just got ruined. Over here. Shout out to you, AJ, bro, for your ridiculous comment on Super Mario, bro. I understand your reasoning, but wrong. So, but what you got for me? What's your number one?
I think my number one is probably Spider-Man, Miles Morales. I think that's just because like I look at it and too, like it's just like even when I'm now just looking at it, it's the first thing that stands out to me. It's like that itch, like you're like go click on it. And yep, I'm just like, do it tomorrow. Yep.
Mine, I'm gonna have to go with Witcher 3. Game that I love to think about. It's a fun game. I've beaten 1 and 2. I enjoyed the storyline. I want to continue the storyline. But again, like I said, it's a whole mood you have to get into, my man, and you have to like the energy. They just want to pop it up and start watch cutscenes and play games and do tutorials and stuff like that. You got to get into that. And if you're working 10, 12 hour days, or if you're having a long day at work, that's the last thing you want to do. You want to just come home and just, you know, shoot stuff or blow stuff up or go film spooky stuff on content warning or do something like that. For me, it's going to be Witcher 3 for sure. Scott's is Spider-Man Miles Morales. Guys, let us know what is your game that you think about and you want to play and you get home and you don't end up playing it. You end up playing some other game that takes over your life. Let us know in the comments. Send us a message on TikTok, on our socials, and let us know. Let us know what are your games here. Sad that we couldn't get Omar's perspective here, but you know, he had things to do, but you know, whatever. But yeah, guys, so here we go. 500 likes on this video. Comment down on the comments, letting Scott know that you want him to get an Xbox so we can all play and you guys all watch us have the match of the year. Forget the UFC, whatever the ones that are coming up or whatever.
UFC 305 in the dome. It doesn't matter. This is about the sad boys throwing down in the octagon. One.
And then tell him, also that you want him to get WWE, bro. Get him 2K24, bro. Get that one. So I can smack him down on that one, too, as well, bro. But yeah, definitely UFC. But let him know in the comments. 500 likes, guys. Send them comments. And then, guys, if you want to let us know of any more content you want us to talk about, any questions, again, feel free to send us a message on all socials. Again, once again, we're on Facebook, TikTok, X, YouTube. Where you can find us on our handle at Games You Must Pod, as well as on Gmail. You can email us at gamesyoumustpod@gmail.com, gamesyoumustpod@gmail.com. We didn't have any questions to do right now, so we'll probably do it on the next episode for sure. And guys, thank you guys so much for watching. Scott, thank you much so much for joining, talking about video games. We'll get that single player one. We should probably talk about single player games as well. And yeah, we'll see you guys for the next one. Y nos vemos para la próxima.